as we head down into the press conference of Alistair Clarkson.
Pretty serious injury, and we're crossing our fingers it's not an ACL, but we'll just have to wait and see what the scans confirm. But when you have those hyperextensions and a little bit of rotation, they always look pretty ugly. So we're hoping for the best, but we'll just have to wait and see. Probably likely to be a pretty serious injury.
It almost looked like it was a land and twist at the same time, which was a sort of a...
Yeah, it was a classic mechanism for ACL. So we're half suspecting that'll be the case, but we'll just hope for the best that it's not. But we'll only know that once we get it confirmed by scan.
Where does that leave you as far as your ruck stocks moving forward? What do you do?
A little bit skinny. We've got a couple of young lads that can help us out in that area. I'm sure you'll be asking the same question of West Coast with Nick Nat. Both sides lost their rucks tonight, and it's not great. I'm not sure how serious his is, but he couldn't come back onto the ground either. So, it's tough, but we've coped with injuries before, and we'll just have to do it again.
What happened to you tonight, do you think? Was it their pressure got you, or was it...
Oh, pretty philosophical about it, really. You come to this oval, you need to play some of your best footy, and we didn't. We had plenty of opportunities, and we just missed handballs and kicks that we don't normally do. And they were just so much cleaner and better with the ball. Now, they play at this ground a lot. They play in these conditions a lot. You just got to be a little bit off in terms of your own ball use. And we had ample opportunities, particularly early in the game, to really, really cut through the West Coast defence, and we just slaughtered the ball. And when you do that, they get the ascendancy there. Their back end just controlled the ball because we're just missing short passes and just slip straight past the Hawthorn player and just go straight to West Coast. So we're under no illusions. We need to play our best footy, and so is any team who comes across here to play West Coast and Fremantle when they're at their best. Really, really tough ground to win at. But so is the MCG against us. So we lick our wounds, get ourselves ready for a big contest against Collingwood next week.
Contested marking as well, 18-2, such a huge gap there. What do you put that down to?
Oh, they're a pretty formidable marking team, the West Coast side. You know, they channel a lot of ball through through Kennedy and also Darling. And, they've got one of the best contested marking drop-off players in the competition, and McGovern in the back end. So when you've got three brutes like that and Nat Nui, who can take a catch every now and get himself, then makes it pretty hard. And that's a real strength of the West Coast side, and we were unable to curtail that part of their game tonight. And if you're going to beat them, particularly on this tight oval, it's a significant strength. You haven't got the width on this oval to run and use the ball as much as you can on other ovals, particularly MCG. So a key strategy for them is to actually utilise their tall timber. And on an oval like this, it's really, really effective. On a bigger oval, it's not anywhere near as effective. So we just got to... We tried to, as best we could, to curtail that, but we were ineffective, and that gave them a lot of ground with the footy and had us defending deep on a lot of occasions.
Were you pleased that you were able to hang in, given some of those statistics, and you had chances in the last quarter to really push?
Yeah. Listen, we're proud of our group that they didn't turn their toes up and kept trying. We had a pretty good third quarter too, and just couldn't convert some opportunities. Once again, just some missed opportunities that we're usually a lot better at, but just wasn't our night tonight. West Coast played very well. I'm not taking anything away from the West Coast side. They were really, really clean with the football. They'd take it first touch, give it off cleanly. The amount of handballs that we did that just were here rather than here, and kicks that just missed their target just a little bit high, or just fumbled a ball, and they were really, really clean, and they deserved their victory without a doubt. We're philosophical about it. We knew we needed to play our best tonight to win. We didn't. We move on to next week. Our goal all along through the season was to finish top four, and we've got a big game next week to make sure that we win that, so we do keep our top four position. Start preparing for that now.
Alistair Clarkson there, the coach of Hawthorn, still trying to stay up. It wasn't their night tonight, but they are in the top four. They did it the hard way last year, but they were still able to get the job done. And just confirming for SKG Radiology, the clear choice for 35 years. When injuries occur, the choice is clear. Alistair Clarkson saying at the start of his press conference there that they do fear that it is an ACL injury for Jonathan Segler, which is really tough news. He's been around the Hawthorn setup, Michael Barlow, for the last couple of seasons, and unfortunately he's one of the ones that hasn't been able to stand on that dais at the end of grand final day. Yeah.